I want to shift to another topic. You know, you've developed the Adjuvant Online website, which is extremely commonly utilized by oncologists now to try to calculate the potential benefits of different interventions in the adjuvant setting, breast, colorectal, and lung cancer. And I actually want to focus a little bit on the issue of sort of the flip side of the efficacy part, which is the side effects and toxicity of adjuvant therapy. And chat a little bit about what you think some of the critical pieces of information are that should go out to a patient who's considering or about to start adjuvant therapy of different types in terms of potential risks and side effects, and maybe what the implications might be for a nurse who might be seeing these patients in terms of the kinds of things they might want to be on the lookout for. And I'd like to start by talking a little bit about adjuvant chemotherapy from that perspective. And, you know, maybe we can kind of go through some of the common regimens that are being utilized right now in terms of the treatment of adjuvant chemotherapy. And what are some of the issues that you think should be brought up to patients in terms of potential risks and side effects of those therapies? Maybe we can just start out simply with, you know, with the most common form of adjuvant chemotherapy utilized right now in the United States currently, which is AC, or adriamycin and cyclophosphamide. There's been a lot of discussion recently about this issue, how much of a cardiac risk there might be in this situation. What are some of the key points of things that you think should be brought up to a woman who's considering AC?
Okay, I think that there are several points that I try to make with women who are about to get adjuvant chemotherapy, particularly adjuvant chemotherapy of an AC type of mode. I think that it's important to say some things that are somewhat reassuring, but also to give them a realistic picture, you know, of the rigors of parts of the therapy. The thing that I tell patients that I'm careful to tell them that's reassuring is that most of my patients actually are able to work during their adjuvant chemotherapy. So what I tell them is, I wouldn't plan anything during the first cycle, which it would be a catastrophe if you had to miss a few days. But I think you should hope and expect that in the usual course of events, you will actually be able to work during most of that time. Incidentally, I try to give a lot of the adjuvant chemotherapy to women on Fridays, particularly if they're working, because that gives them a couple days to get through the acute toxicities of the therapy. Then I actually break it out into several issues. And the issues are acute toxicity, what you can expect on the day you get chemotherapy and the day afterwards, kind of subacute toxicity, and that's toxicities that will go on during a period where you're getting the therapy, and then toxicities that may take a while to resolve. And then finally, I talk about some rare but really dangerous late toxicities, or really unfortunate late toxicities. So usually the patient wants to know about issues that have been well publicized about adjuvant chemotherapy. Am I going to lose my hair? The answer, of course, if you're giving anthracycline, as we all know, is yes. Am I going to have nausea and vomiting? And a lot of people fear that they're going to have debilitating nausea and vomiting. Today's antiemetic regimens should be able to prevent almost all of that. And so I think that particularly from the nursing point of view, that should be the expectation that we can prevent that. And we can't prevent that in everybody. There's an occasional person who just doesn't seem to respond. But for most patients, the expectation should be that we'll be able to control that. The other thing reassuring to tell patients is that if they do have a problem with that, that's something that bothers them within the first 2 to 3 days and is rarely protracted throughout the cycle.